This is John Lothian with the daily update of commentary and stories from the First Read section of the John Lothian newsletter for July 28, 2021. This podcast is sponsored by our friends at Eurex. Visit Eurex.com to learn more about trading MSCI derivatives. We laid off JLN today with the comments and stories from the hits and takes section. JPX has set Tuesday, September 21st, 2021 as the go-live date for their new JGate 3.0 trading system. The system, JPX says, will expand market liquidity and future improve the reliability and convenience to investors, trading participants, and other market users. FINRA would like to remind you to be aware of broker imposter scams. The UK's FCA regularly offers updates on different scammers pretending to be legitimate brokers. FINRA warned you of the same thing, fraudsters creating fake websites using names and professional details of actual industry professionals who have no connection to the imposter sites. Recently, the FBI and SEC also issued warnings about this problem. Also, FINRA is preparing to change the fingerprint process for broker-dealer firms and funding portals. The new process is expected to become effective in late September, although it is subject to the appropriate approvals. FINRA has selected Sterling, whom they describe as an experienced and technologically advanced fingerprint services vendor, to process and submit fingerprints to the Department of Justice. This will not only be more efficient, FINRA says, but also more cost-effective. Alas, there were no new benefactors to the JLN Markets Wiki Education GoFundMe campaign yesterday. I try not to hate, I try to love instead. I want to say I hate liars, but that is not true. I hate lies. I find people who tell them to be evil. I am not talking about the white lies we tell people to avoid difficult situations. I'm talking about people who make up bald-faced lies and share them with a straight face, or share them without blinking. This type of lying creates a lack of trust in our fellow citizens, especially around vaccines. If 50% of the people are not vaccinated, who can you trust? And who can you trust to tell the truth? This lack of trust is a drain on our economy, costing jobs, careers, and more. We were given some great advice in the Judeo-Christian world, "Thou shalt not bear false witness." I wish more people would take this advice and follow it, not in the name of any religion, but rather in the name of being a responsible citizen and part of this world. The FIA on Tuesday released new data for the first half of 2021 that shows global futures and options trading reached 28.9 billion contracts in the first half of the year, up 32.1% compared to the first half of 2020. FIA's data also show that in the second quarter, 14.08 billion futures and options were traded on derivatives exchanges worldwide, down 5% from the record-breaking 14.83 billion contracts traded in the first quarter of 2021, but up 34.4% from the second quarter of 2020. FIA will hold a webinar today at 10 a.m. Eastern Time to discuss the volume and open interest data in more detail. You can go to a link in today's newsletter to register. Here are more stories from the First Read section of today's JLN. Ira Harris, Open Outcry Traders History Project, Part 2. In the early days of the Chicago Mercantile Exchange, economic opportunity was phenomenal, said CME currency trader Ira Harris. I used to say it was like Jed Clampett, the character in the old TV series The Beverly Hillbillies, who struck it rich, shooting at the ground and hitting oil. It was a booming business. Harris said he recently read CME Chairman Emeritus's Leo Melamed's latest book, The Man of the Futures, and was glad Melamed took the high road in the book. It really rises above whatever animosities you might have, Harris said. Even back in the 70s, I would say to him, "You're making more millionaires than Steinbrenner, the principal owner of the New York Yankees, from 1973 through 2010. The exchange was growing by leaps and bounds." To watch this video, go to johnlothiannews.com. Here's a special message from our friends at JPX. Launch of the new JGate platform, JPX will offer one of the most liquid derivatives markets in Asia. On September 21st, 2020, Osaka Exchange Inc. and Tokyo Commodity Exchange Inc., JPX/OSE/TOCOM, will upgrade the JGate derivatives trading system. The new JGate is based on the Jenium INET trading system and will offer lower latency and higher throughput for world-class trading performance, itch and ouch protocols, extended trading hours, and new flex derivatives, and energy-based futures that will deliver a new era in trading convenience. To learn more, click on a link in today's newsletter. Here's the press release from JPX. Go live date on JGate 3.0. Osaka Exchange Inc. and Tokyo Commodity Exchange Inc. have been preparing for the launch of next generation derivatives trading platform, JGate 3.0, to expand market liquidity and further improve reliability and convenience for investors, trading participants, and other market users. Based on the progress of our preparations, we hereby announce that JGate 3.0 will go live on Tuesday, September 21st, 2021, which has been set as scheduled. My comment, have you marked September 21st on your calendar yet? Here's a story from Bloomberg. Everything you needed to know to master working from anywhere. Juggling multiple workspaces is an essential skill. You need the right gear, setup, and beverages. My rule of thumb is to create environments that support the body in 5 or 6 different positions, says body conscious design expert Galen Krantz, professor emeriti at the University of California, Berkeley, and principal at Krantz Consulting. Start with 2 body positions at each office. For total, at home you can't go wrong with perching, which is seating your rear on the edge of a bar height stool with your weight on your legs. If your in-office setup is a typical desk and chair, add a standing option. My comment, this morning I'm working from the Granville Inn in Granville, Ohio. We stopped here to have dinner with a couple of old Purdue friends of mine who live here. Here's a press release from Deutsche Börse. Deutsche Börse starts new online seminars for private investors in September. Evening seminars, Your Way Back to the Stock Market, take place from September to December. Seminars especially for women in October and November, crypto seminars, and sustainability investing are new to the program. In autumn, Deutsche Börse will organize new online seminars for private investors through its Capital Markets Academy. The evening seminars from September will be followed by seminars especially for women from October. Lectures on crypto investments and sustainable investing are new to the program. My comment, school is starting in September at Deutsche Börse, but in the meantime, continue to enjoy your summer. Here are the top 3 stories from Tuesday's JLN. Our top story Tuesday was the SEC's opinion of the commission in the case between ABN AMRO Chicago LLC and Chicago Board Options Exchange Inc. and C2 Options Exchange Inc. Second was, for the third time in the top 3, Bloomberg's wild superyacht secrets I learned when I became a deckhand. And third was the New York Times return to the office hits a snag, young resistors. This podcast is sponsored by our friends at Eurex. Visit Eurex.com to learn more about trading MSCI derivatives. Thank you for listening to the John Lothian News Daily Update. Please consider telling a friend about our podcast. And if you haven't yet, please write a review on Apple Podcasts. This helps new listeners find us. Also, if you aren't already a John Lothian newsletter subscriber, you can get a free 90-day trial at johnlothiannews.com/trial. Have a great day and stay safe and treat people the same way you want to be treated, with respect, equality, and justice. This has been John Lothian. Goodbye.